So Simakuf Peites Seif Yudalit. The Gemara needed of Samchdalam Ra'alef, according to Rashi and Rav Yishayim, their guess in the Gemara is Tani Kvasid Rapapa Haisa Lemudali Yisroya Yom Esrim. She is Lemudali Rais on Yom Esrim Shinsali Yom Shleishim Zev Zev Asur. Now she's also on Esrim and Shleishim. Hegi Yom Esrim Le Rasa Unteres Neshamesh Ad Yom Shleishim. Chayshesh is the Yom Shleishim. If the Yom Esrim comes and she didn't see, she's Mutal Shamish until Yom Shleishim, and then she's Chayshon Yom Shleishim. Gi Yom Shleishim Virasa, Gi Yom Esrim Lerasa, Gi Yom Shleishim Lerasa. Sorry. Gi Yom Esrim Virasa, Huta Yom Shleishim, Pnei She'erich Vizmanibo. Okay, so Rashi over there on Samach Dalet on Beis, the Ramas of Anessa, and the Raivir Baal Nefesh learn, the Gemara is talking about Avesta Chodesh. The Beis Yosef brings the Rosh and Simen Tes, the second one, where it's Mevor, from here it's Mevor, that Aves Kavua, that she did not see three times on that Aves Kavua, even though she does not need to be Choshvin, but still not nekeligamri. It's not completely uprooted. As long as she wasn't conveying a new vest, it's still hanging in the air. And therefore, she'll go back again and see on that day of her kvias even once, she's chaza to her original vest and's back in place. The Ramban of Samach Dal Amir Aleph, the Ramas Chayisul, learned the Brice, the Mervesta Flaga, says the Raivid that according to Ramban, the Tumar Vesta Flaga, So then the vest does not go back to its place except if she'll see on Yom Chaf after the Riyah Bepayel. She'll actually see. We don't count the Yemeya vest from when she's supposed to see. Right? It doesn't become hukva to the day. But in the Rosh is not clear if the bride is talking about Vesta Chodesh or Aflaga. The Paddis Remindim learned that according to the Rosh, the Bais Tumah Aflaga, and according to that, even Aflaga will go back Lumkaima, right? If you learn the Rosh is learning that's Aflaga, then this Chish that goes back Lumkaima is by Aflaga also. There's another Gerson in the Gemara which is brought by the Rajman Tarasabais, the Ran, Samachdal Amrav, and according to their Gerson, is before another Chiddush over here, that a Veshein Ekvua, that was Necker, even though you didn't reach this man, not see on this man, it's neck that was necker, is chazavest alum kaim. Meaning like this: if let's say a vesh einikvur, which a vesh einikvur. You know, as Vesh Enikvua is Nekar, even though you didn't reach the Zman and not see. I did that she had another vest instead. Right. They could be like a Vesh Enikvua, even though I didn't make it to the day which I was supposed to see on. I started to see earlier. That's why it's Vuros in the Rambam, Isuri Bir Parches Lachaches. But according to their guess, so we have no Makar to the din of the Rosh. That after the vest was Neka three times, that she didn't see three times, that it's not Nikva until she sees another three times with a new vest. That Chiddush Rosh we don't have. The Placey is Matzmi on the Taz, that he learned the Ramban like the Rashba, and he's Matzmi, if so why are you passing like the Rosh? It does make sense. You have no proof. You have no source from the Braisa. And the retiring Beis Meir Moira that the Ramban learned like Rashi. But let's see like this: the Reza and Sasag is on the Raiver Ischess had a Gersa in the Braisa. And according to his Gersa, even if the vest is Chazalim Kaimai, it's still not Neka. Would not Neka the vest any Kibu until that day pass, and she didn't see on it. I mean, you can have the Chiddush that a vest could go back to Mkaimai, but you also have the din that you're not like a vest until you pass that day and not see on that day. That's the Baal Mar Shittas. So we have a few different Shittas of Shainim over here. So the Tarion Yutes says that according to Rashi, that a vesh ain't a kvua is not nekar, even if it was chazav es a kvua lim kaimai, unless it reached that day and she didn't see. So he's mechiach from the Gemara that brings this price as a riot or a papa. That a vesh is nikva with two times, is nekar with one time. If we're going to say that it's chazav es lim kaimai, essentially we considered a akira, and there's two akiras. It was ava yem lamed vle rasa, and also there was. She also was, you know, so if you can tell me that there's two chidushim over here, so how did the Gemara know that to learn out from here that with one akira to a vesh in ikvu, it's mikva? How did the Gemara know to learn out from this? Right, how did the Gemara know to bring a right to a papa that with two times you could be in echo with one time? Maybe that's the chidush of the braisa. Agobar, what we have here is that the Beis Meir in Sif Yud Gimel, which we spoke at the end of the last Chabura, is Mechiach, that even according to Rashi, it's possible that the vest is Chazal and Kaima, and by vest Shein Kibbutz is considered Akira. He wants to prove that. And that's way the Chavos Das learns. So now on this chiddush itself, that if let's say she had a vest kavu and then she broke the vest kavu, but she wasn't kavei another vest yet, if she was chaz and she saw on that day of the vest kavu, she's chaz lam kaima. So the lechem simla in Islam Gimel has arichas on it, but the lechem simla brings down a chach is that from different rishonim. I don't remember what it. So where that a chaylik understand. So not everyone agrees to it. If you just take a look like this, take a look at the mechaber and the tour. Amashva, they learned like the Rajma and the Ran, that if she wasn't oiker her vest kavua three times, she was oiker her vest three times, the iker chiddush is that when she's chaza to the vest kavua, it's chazalim kaimai, and it undoes the vest sheinikvu. You don't have to chash for the vest sheinikvu. That's as much from the chaber and the tour. But the Beis Yosef is bringing on the tour the gears of Rashi, and the Rosh, which is Mashma, that he learned in the Rosh, like their Shita. That's talking about where three times past that she didn't see on the Yom Chaf. And others are Matzmiya on the Beis Yosef for that. Akobarim, what we do see is that the Torah and the Mechavet did learn this thing also by Vesta Flaga, because they say, Chshegiyah Yom Esrim L'Riyah Shloishim Asura. And the Shach talks about it. Now the Shach brings the Mani Melech, where the Mani Melech explained, and the Taz also learned this, that the Torah and the Mechaber, they learned to keep Shutam. It's talking about where you still didn't pass the Yom Lamed and not see on the Yom Lamed, and also you didn't pass the Yom Chaf three times. And the Ikeh Chiddush is that a Vesh in Ikvu is Neka Idei, that which is Chazul Kviyus Rishayna, even though she still wasn't of a Yom Aves without seeing. But the Shach is Deichelis, and the Shach says, Afloge Kitzora, Kbi Oika, Afloge Arucha. And therefore, even if she didn't begin a new Ves Kavua, it will be Oika, with this will be Oika, the Ves Afloge She'ene Kavua. She doesn't have to be Chadish, you don't need to be Chadish, and since it was Chazav Ves, Lim Kaima, it's Neka the Ene Kavua. Now, the Shach goes ahead, he learns it. He learns the Kavan and the Rambam in Vesta Chaydish. The Magen Mishnah and the Rambam is talking about Vesta Flaga. The Rambam shot him over here. So we have this machlekes of when we have a vest Arucha and then a vest Kitzara comes, is it Oiked Arucha or not? There's a tshuva for Rabbi Aaron in Simchav Beis where over there in Ois Yud he says, "V'ha'in yana tzmum li divya chachmas Adam kal kuvya beisav chav gimel." He calls the chachmas Adam. in Kuf Yud Beis Chaf Gimel. She dan sham be isha shay leves kibul lachaf. Chachmazadim is danning up a isha where leves kibul for chaf. The shinsa lelamin. And then she changed the lamin. So says the Chachmazadim. The chenim loy rasa beis pa'amim b'yom chaf. She didn't see twice on chaf. El b'yom lamid. Beis pa'amim. Okay, so she had a best kibul for chaf. Then she saw that twice she did not see on Chav, and both times she saw on Lamed. Ubepam Gimel leRas loy b'im Chav veloy b'im Lamed. A Lamed Gimel, right? The third time wasn't Chav, wasn't Lamed, was a Lamed Gimel. LaAchri Yizu Ras liYim Chav. Then she went back to Chav. So she saw. So what's the din? So the Chacham Zadim says Chaza Avesh Chaf Lim Kaimai, and if it's Oydiyam Lam, Ves Chaf goes back to its original place, and we don't worry about Yim Lam at all. Miu Tzricha Lachish La Froga Chayne Shulam Gibum Chayetzibai. He hands off. It's a Frekter Bar, and he says Bemis Lahuski came Shem Paisik. Where is the Zayin and Paisi that after Chayish for the Vashenei Kvua? Once we Chazer to the Vesta Kaidim with that one Re'iyah, Vadova Barashim Re'iyah Achrein Oysel Fi Vesta Kvua Shovei Chashesh Le'ini Kvua Kivui Barambam Rambam Chal Paiskim. So where is the Chacham Zadim come up with this Chiddushah?
Why not Lamed?
The last one was 33, right? So he says,
three,
yeah.
3 from the Chaf? Or 13 days after the Chaf?
No,
33.
20, 20, 20, 20,
33. 20, then 33.
From the last Lamed. Right, but no. But then you saw
20
days later.
From the
Lamed
Gimel.
So, yeah.
So then which?
So which
day is she
chayzer
to the Lamed Gimel? If she misses,
from today. She saw today's Chaf. From today.
33
assuming
days
assuming
that she misses
Chav. Yeah,
assuming that she misses
Chav. Right, because she's in Nevaikah, right?
Yeah.
Right. So he wants to say it's right. He says, V'sarach Leibin, the Svarasi L'chag B'nechad Oloi Nek Adayin HaVest, Sheshintzarak Beis Pama Shadayin Chosheshes Lai. If she wasn't yet Chaiker the Vest, so, right, she only twice missed the Vest Kavua.
The third is the
Lamed Gimel. The Chazal of Vest Pamachas does in Chazal of Vest Shenik Vukha. They were not Chazal of Vest Kvu at all. Mashen Gecha Sheshinze Gimel Pamim, it changed 3 times. Shloi Rasa the Vest Kvu the Neka Rishim in Chashash is Loi. Av, even though that's Chazal with 1 time, because she hasn't yet been Kaveh a new vest. You hear that? Okay, that goes back to his original case, which we didn't speak about. Okay, so that's one shadow. B'negei Sif Tezvav, Reb Aaron has another shadow. Reb Aaron's talking about over there, a Ishu has a vest kavua for Haflagis of Chavav Yamim. Okay? She's kavua for 26 days, Haflagis. V'shinsa laHaflagas Chavtes. She went from a 26 to a 29. We might have discussed this case, I remember. We did? So she was 26, then she went to 29. And then to 28, then 27, and then to 26. So how do we down this up? What's the shadow? What we say the shadow is? What's the stardom to the shadow? What's he clearing? Right, again, she was kavua for 26. Then she jumped to 29, 28, 27, 26. So the shadow is...
Is she making a new minus one each time?
Right.
Or
she's chazer to original. Right. Well, okay, what's the lamdas to the shadow? Let's start with this. We have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Right, the machlokes Rav Shmuel that we had in Samach Dalet Bava Kama, that when I'm creating a Vesta Dilog, do I need three Riyas or four Riyas? Right? Light, and then we had machlokes Rishayim had the Paskin. Do we pass like Rav or do we pass like Shmuel? How do we Paskin in Samach Dalet? Like both, Lachmer, right? Paskin like both Lachmer. So now, according to the Paskin, they're Paskin like Rav, that a vest of Diluk is Nikva B'Shalash Re'yos. So then, she was ready to convey a vest of 27 days. She was ready to convey a vest with the Re'y of Chav Zayin, because she had Chav Tes, Chav Chav, Chav Ches, Chav Zayin. So then, that's Neke, any earlier vest of Laga. And it's Pasha that she doesn't have to be Choshish anymore for the vest of Diluk. But according to the Paiskin, they're Paiskin like Shmuel, that in order to be Kaveya, I need four times, right? So according to the Ramban in Chedushim, and the Ra'ah that's brought in the Paiskin, that Vesfa Flaga Shava is Nikba with three times, the Vesta Flaga is with three Riyas. Memela, the Vesta Flaga of Diluk, you need four Riyas with the first one. So even if the Diluk wasn't Shava, right? But according to Ramban, we can say that Znikva also vest a Dilig Beriya, she's on Chav Zayin, because she had Chavav, Chav Tes, then she had Chav Tes, the Chav Ches, the Chav Zayin, one second, then to Chavav, the what?
Four times back the original one.
She missed. She missed Chavav.
No, he wants to say, according to the Ramban and the Ra'ah, that the vest for a flog of Shava is Nikva with three. Remember the Ramban we had? Ramban holds you don't need four E's for a vest of flog, or it is three. So vest of flog of bedilik is also three. So vital, you convey a vest of dilik. So we don't have any shal either. Vest of dilik. The whole shaila is, according to that which we passing like the Shita, that Flugga needs four Riyas, the Mela Dilug of Esther Flugga needs five Riyas, according to Shmuel. So then, Ein Shach Taz Biar Gra, in Sif Hei, in Cain, La Igva Adain Vesta Flugga, out of Riyachra, in Shuras al Chavav. So this is where we have the suffix if she's being conveyed of Esther Dilug with this Riyah of Chavav, because she was Dilga three times, or perhaps according to that which we paskin, that Isha that had a Veskavu, even though you were naked three times, as long as she didn't see on that Veskavu, she didn't establish a new vest, she goes back to the original vest, so perhaps over here she goes back to her original vest. Oyi, a third side, Misafik Nechash the Tavaya Lechumra. Okay, what were you going to say?
No, you got it.
Okay. So he says, so what were you saying there, Shaila Yoni?
I
don't
know. We passed like school, why don't we just have the second, not the third option,
I understand
why. The second option makes sense.
What, the Ramban?
It goes back. It's 26.
It does go back? Why? Yeah, maybe it's a vested deal according to Shaila. Chav Tes, Chav Ches, Chav Zayin, Chav Av. Now she's Kaveya.
She's Kaveya 29,
28,
27, 26. Right.
Now is
26
going with the new
Kavua
or the old
Kavua?
Right,
so
why are you going back to the old one?
Yeah, the new one.
Why being Chazra? It's a new Kavias.
Does that mean that she has to worry the 25th the next time?
We'll wait till next month.
For the same reason that we're not chosen for a Vesta Dilug until it's Nikba, because it's not such a strong vest, it's not so common. And going backward is also...
Yeah, but that we pass can go backwards.
Okay, fine, but still a Vesta Shava is...
It's not a Vesta Shava either. The Chiddush to go back to the original Vesta is also a big Chiddush. There are Chokum in that also.
Yeah.
It's also a big Chiddush.
If you go with the 29, 28, 27, 26, does that mean the next month she has to work by 25?
Yeah. So says Rabban, V'nir L'tzadeit, the cover Vesta L'dilok. Why? Let's see. It says, because... The B'chol Chazak HaNishnes L'fenenu Gimel Pamim What's the word to three times? Because we're establishing this is the teva. It's not a word that she's huxik like this for the future. It's a giloy we once discussed. It's a giloy that this is how it was from the beginning. The kachnis have a teva inyan. She says, "V'chol diyishlan olas is a chazak b'shnei afanim." Uba'ayfin echa nitzich lila shnei pa'amim b'mikra. Right, this is a rule also we saw that if I ever have a choice of establishing two, I have a choice between two kviyas, and in one of them I'm going to have to say that there was a mikra or two mikras, then b'vaday. I'd rather say everything was from one Siba. So if I'm saying Chavav is going back to the original one, then we have to say the Chavtes, Chavches, and Chavzayim was a Mikra. But if I say Chavav is establishing a Vesta Dilog, then I'm saying this is a Teva. So I'd rather say, therefore he says to me, Hine, im noime debri yezua achren shiras al Chavav. Chazru levesta koidem haloiriyas akoidmois shiras chavches chavzayin hayu b'mikra v'loyu machmas tiva liris b'zman meilu aval etzad shabriyas chavav kava vesta diluk on the tzad she was kaveya halikol shashriyas hemi koyach cheskas a vesta diluk hilkach zemachriya levesta diluk. Interesting svar what he's using to be machriya the shayla. Now, he says, but perhaps you'll tell me, he says, Vida, maybe you'll tell me, Tfeyish of a Avapikin, it's more mustabra to be Taila in a Kvur that she had already. Da Chazaka Yishana Shechavav Halekvan Nekra Begimariyos. Chavtes Chavches Chavzayin. So therefore, it's not mustabra to say, not more mustabra to say to go back to that. By v'shein v'estar kodim choshev avke v'shein ikvua to choshen lai. Ach kivin she'adayin lai kovel v'est acha b'chazor shopam acha as choshel din v'est. Nimsa, he says here. The shtei v'est is v'schat she'is achshav. Chim shon yichon lidlois b'shove b'shtein. Mutav, we'd rather be telling the Vesta Dilog, which is more miyushiv, than to be telling that was Chazal Vesta Rishain, and say that the Riz of Chavtes, Chavches, Chavzayin were Bimikra. That's what he says.
Meaning, he's saying that the Chavav is only Neka, because we're saying
Chavav was Neka because you had, not because you had, only because you had three Riyas, not Chavav. That's why it's Nekar.
I mean, three random Riyas that were in Chavav wouldn't have been Nekar.
Why not?
That it wouldn't come back.
What? She has to come back. That's what he's saying. Don't tell me it's more Mustabe that she still has her original vest because she's all Chavav. Her, it was Nekar in between. So you need to be Mechadish. So now we're back to the scoreboard. Which one should we be Mechadish? I'd rather be Mechadish, the one that I have to come out to Mikris, than to be Mechadish, the old one. Then he goes on, he says, even though perhaps you can find a steer to this from the Gemara Bava Kama, we'll skip that part. Then in Ois Gimel, he says, Oid Yesh the Stadit, another Tzad, the Hachal Ashaych Loima Der Yis Chavav Havi Chazar Lois Vest Arishin. In this case, you can't say that it goes back to the original vest. Why? What's takif shad that we say that's chazra to the original vest after your neck of three times? Your neck of three times. Right? So what's takif shad? He says, "Huheicha the gamim loy nidem bria zud avi chazar leves rishin techshev aria lepachas kevashen ikvu the choshen loy." That's only when we're dealing with, we have a chavav over here, which I need to deal with that chavav as a vashen ikvua. So then it helps the svar of Oruch b'zman haba to say that the chshash, this chshash that I need to be chosh next month for chavav, is not stam chshash. In other words, once I need to be chosh for chavav because it's a vashen ikvua, so we're going to up that chshash and say that because she, as if it's a din like Veskavu, like she once had. But Avahecho, without the svara of Eini Kavu, I need to be chayish for it. So then, or I don't need to be chayish for it, mitam of Chavav, because there's a Vesta dealing happening over here. So Mela, I don't have to say this Chazal Kviusa. In other words, I only have to say it's Chazal Kviusa once I need to deal with the Chavav mitam Chavav. But yeah, I don't have to deal with the Chavav mitam Chavav. I'm dealing with mitam as a dealer going down, 25, 24. So therefore, I don't have to come on to giving it that power. And he goes on near the Shachlav and Atam, explaining why he says why. How do we find that it's chazal kviyus be pamachas in other places? We don't find such a thing by muid. Even going to Ramea that there is a chazara. It's only with rosh shal shvar v'leinogach. Imachah chazar mi'udasei. Right? So he explains, he says over here that so tzachlem atam the echad loy covered I invest ach kim shchiach she invest le noshva roif kein hu. As by women, the way it is that they have a vest. So dainin of chazar b'amachas the chazal vest the chazak ayuch of zman ba. She saw three times, not like that. The skalkol of es for some temporary reason, but now she's back to kviz. But by shvarim she ain't tiv om liyos noichin nagchanim. So you can't apply this svar over there. So once it went back, so now it's beginning a new seda of that. Okay, then and then nice dalid he says. Maybe, yeah, we are chayshish. Why? Because the vest shall deal like shchiach, like someone said. Right? Avrami said, vest the deal is not shchiach. The vest has shavah matzu yaiser. Matzina gam b'makim da yitzarch lod and kviyas the vest by fenachar. Shanin and lochosh the vest has shavah shvul svarzu. We find this svara, right? That when you have something that's more mstaba, we go with the more mstaba one. Agabon, then he goes into the Beis Meir, the Ramah. Ideesh the Tzarev Kan Svar Lem Shchazriyus Chavav the Vesta Risha. Another Svar to say, may we go back to Hadin the Dilgulim Afreik Kigan Rishen El Chavtes Chavtes Chavzayin Chav the Vest. Wow, he says your Svar also pick back a lover on that Shach. The crazy place is Mefakfik on it. That going backwards. Because the zeut negateva, the echav should smite the flow, guys. Right, so you have the. I turned it off?
No,
you have the.
Yeah,
okay, one, then he goes on. You'll take a look at the blanks. I'm skipping over different parts. It's a long chuva, but a nice one. Then in Oisvav, he brings down the Rambam. He says, according to Rambam, you could say that it makes sense that you the drama Berches Halacha Zayin says Hayadak Elias Roy Yom Tezvav Shintzel Tezayin Shnei Masurim. He goes through all the day. The Kesmisha is a kasha. Why does Rambam say Shnesi Yeches Hakim Shekavul Aves Ladilog Yetesu Shnesa? But serious, the Avgav the Kavul Aves Ladilog Chashes Yom Tez Bekomagam Asur Gam Yom Yeches. Fine. Agabarim is a nice tshuva. I remember when I went through this tshuva last time around. After we learned, I looked at it after we learned. After we finished these simanim, it was very geshmak. You'll read through it. It's very geshmak because he's throwing back and forth. I just skipped around now, but he's throwing back and forth this all the svaras that we've been using all along. Whenever we had these types of situations. On this case, playing it like this, like that. Okay. Just one more point. When we're talking about that Kira of Avesta Flaga, so, whether she saw her on other times, she saw other times Kvur or not Kvur. So, the lashon of the Torah is v'mifsika v'lerasa mishava aleha yem esim v'batka v'lerasa asher tigvan begemur yeshavis. No, I think we spoke about this already. Okay, fine. That's if Yudal and Sif Tezvav. Here, let me just do something here. The next shir really is Sif Tez Zayin. Yud Zayin, which is a new sugya. I think if the Oilum finishes up until Yud Zayin, and we start next month with Sif Yud Zayin, not saying that you have to stop this man of Yud Zayin. some people are stopping, but if in Shia next month, maybe when I come back. Okay, fine. Wednesday morning. When are you leaving?
After Rosh Chodesh?
No. Okay. I'm flying out tomorrow night, okay. Coming back next Wednesday morning. What day is Rosh Chodesh?
Shabbos.
As if Wednesday or Thursday, whatever. I think this month we did that also, right? When I flew out, we came back in one afternoon. Say this. Okay, you know what? So just be mamshich, and then we'll touch base when I get back. Where you got up to? And you know what? Let me just see something.
Is it Tezvav?
I see what? As of now, not. Maybe if I think of some more, it'll be. Here, let me just see. Yud Zayin through. Through Chav Vav is the Indian of Estes Agov. Then Chav Zayin to the end are the dinam of the Mesulakas Damim. If we can finish this man, Matay Manayim, would be great.
I'm not sure if I think it is.
From Chav Zayin to the end, I think we spoke at Master Pratim already when we learned Kof Pei Dalet, Kof Tzadi, and those videos. Huh?
So,
what we have to tackle really is the sifim over here of Vesta Guf. Just a lot of the front of Vesta Guf also we have to put on the page.
So we can assume we're having a good experience?
I think so. Hello?